We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Maseches Yevamos. And you remember the case that we've been dealing with? That is the case of a brother who did not share the world with his other brother. So you have three brothers, brother A, brother B, brother C. Brother A and brother B are the only ones that are alive right now. Then brother A dies. Brother B then has to do Yibam or Chalitza. And what do you know, before Yibam or Chalitza happens, brother C is born. So the question is, what is the status of this, of the wives of brother A to brother C? So we say that they are an heir to him because there is, in theory, a Yibam connection to him. Since the brother C was not alive during the life of his other brother, this creates a scenario when he would never technically be able to marry them. Therefore, they do not do Yibam or Chalitza with this third brother. So the question now is, let's say the brother is born after Yibam and Chalitza take place. So in other words, by the time brother C comes into the picture, brother B is just married to one of the wives of brother A, who again, brother C never met, was never alive at the same time. But again, as far as brother C is concerned, they're just a wife of a brother B. So what is the scenario? What is the story? Is brother C still going to be prohibited to them if brother B then dies as well? So, Mishnah Beis, Shnei Achim, if there were two brothers, Umeisa Chad Mehen, and one of them dies, Ve'yibim Hashini Es Eishas Achiv, and the second brother does Yibam with his brother's wife, and then, so now they're living happily, whatever, and then what do you know, afterward, they had a brother that was born. So now there's a third brother. Vameis, and now the second brother dies without any children, and so again, he has two widows that he leaves. One is the first brother's wife that he did Yibam with, and the other is his own wife. So the halacha, says the Mishnah, is the same, even if the brother was born after Yibam took place. So harishona yotzeis mishum eishas achiv shelo haya ba'ulamo. So what we say that the first wife, meaning the one who was originally married to the first brother, goes out, meaning she can marry others without Yibam or Chalitza, because she is has the status of the wife of a brother whose world he didn't share. Vashniya mishum tzaras, and the second wife goes out because she's a co-wife of the first wife. And then says the Mishnah, what if you have a scenario of Asa ba ma'amar? Let's say if the second brother made the ma'amar, right? So what we said, a ma'amar is like it's the rabbinic marriage part of the process of Yibam. So again, midoraisa, all you have to do is Yibam to make the marriage take effect, and there is no two steps like we have in a regular marriage in a typical situation. However, when it comes to Yibam, the rabbi has made something called the ma'amar. He has to have some sort of a statement that takes place. So let's say asaba ma'amar, the second brother made a ma'amar with the first brother's wife, and then vameis, and then he dies, again, childless without doing Yibam with her. So what happens to now his wife that he had before him? So Ashniya Cholet says, since this man was not really fully connected with this woman on a biblical level, with the wife from the first brother who passed away, but only on a rabbinic level where they connected, so the status of his wife from beforehand is questionable to the third brother, and therefore Hashniya Cholet says, so the second one, the second wife of the full wife of brother B, she does chalitza with the youngest brother, but she doesn't do Yibam. Why doesn't she do Yibam? Well, she doesn't do Yibam because because on the one hand she might be exempt because maybe there is a connection, because again her rabbinic co-wife, not midoraisa co-wife, but her rabbinic co-wife would not have been allowed to marry brother C. However, she is not fully connected on a Torah level, so therefore we say you do chalitza, but you don't do Yibam. Again, this is the co-wife of the co-wife scenario. This is, you know, twice removed. Does this co-wife now do anything with the third brother? And so we say no, they do chalitza, but they don't do Yibam. They have to do something to get out of it, but they are definitely not allowed to go into it together. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon says no. When you have the second brother and he married the first brother's widow before the youngest brother was born, the youngest brother can do Yibam with any of the second brother's wives that he wants, or he can do chalitza with any of them that he wants. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the first brother's widow is considered an erva to the youngest brother only if she is still in need of Yibam or chalitza when he is born. But in our case, when the second brother was happily married to her, when he did Yibam with her and they were happily married before he was born, then he was born, she has no connection to him as the wife of the first brother, but only as life of the second brother, and therefore he could do Ibn Merchalitza with either one, and certainly no one is exempt from the process entirely. That was Mishnah Beis. Let's jump to Mishnah Gimel real quick. So Mishnah Gimel gives us a general rule and says as follows: Klal Amru Bayavama. The Chazal had a general rule when it came to Yavama. Kol Shehi is her erva. Whenever you have a situation where she is forbidden erva to a brother B, so brother A passes away, but brother B, she is an erva to brother B. So lo chaletz is v'lo mesyabemis. Then her and her co-wife, neither of them do chalitza or yibam with brother B. But isura iser mitzvah. Let's say you have a case where there's a prohibition to the yavam. It's because of a mitzvah to follow the mitzvahs to Rabbanan. That meaning that she's forbidden to him by rabbinic law. Let's say they did a ma'amar. So the case we just said. So you have brother B married brother A's wife. He did the ma'amar, but he didn't do the actual yibam process. So now what happens with his wife from beforehand? So we say so that's the case over here. So isura iser mitzvah. If there is a prohibition to the yavam due to the mitzvah to keep mitzvahs to Rabbanan, or v'isar kedusha, or maybe her prohibition to the yavam is because she has a prohibition to him because of kedusha. Let's say like he's a kohen. So what happens there? Choletz is v'lo mesyavemes. In all these situations, she does chalitza because even with the prohibitions that are still in place, there is still some sort of a yibam bond that is there. So that needs to be severed off. So how do you do that? So she does chalitza, but she does not do yibam with this man. And then finally, we have a very interesting case. And that is, let's say you have two brothers who are married to two sisters. And then there's also a third brother. They were all born at this, they were all alive, you know, during the marriages, not the case of Elohai Abba Ulamo. So let's say, again, you have three brothers, A and B die, and so now A and B each have a wife. So what happens to brother C? Can he marry? Who does he marry over here? He clearly can't marry both of them because he can't marry two sisters, right? So what happens in such a situation? So Achosa Shehi Yivimta. If her sister is also her sister-in-law, so again, A and B both had a wife, so there are two women, but those two women are sisters. So if her sister is also her sister-in-law, right, and both go to Yivam to the third brother, but it's implied to say the commentaries over here that she is an erva to him. So again, let's explain this one more time because it is complicated. You have A and B, who are married, brothers A and B, who are married to sisters 1 and 2. Now, 1 and 2, so they can't both do Yibam with brother C, because they're sisters, and you can't be married to two sisters. So what happens in this scenario? Well, let's say wife number 2, let's say she's also an erva to brother C. How could that be? Maybe it's who knows exactly? There's plenty of cases. Maybe it's a former daughter-in-law. Maybe it's the living brother's mother-in-law. Who knows? Whatever it is. Choletzes o misyabemes. In this situation, the sister of this erva to him can perform chalitzo or duyibim by the living brother. Why? Because she has no real yibim bond with the first sister, since she is an erva, because he has no yibam bond with the first sister, since she is an erva to him, and therefore he has the option to do chalitza or yibam. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God bless. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. For now, we'll stop right here.